Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Naso, we learn about the Nazir, someone who makes a neder to abstain from many worldly pleasures and communal activities. For example, he or she may not have their hair cut, and they must refrain from any wine or alcoholic derivatives. And another thing that impacts a Nazir is found in Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, Kol Yemei Haziro Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, all of the days that he or she is a Nazir, they may not go near a dead body. They may not become tameh. And the Torah says in the next pasuk how powerful this isur is. Le'aviv ul imo, le'achiv ul achoso, lo yitama lahem b'mosam, ki nezer elokav al rosho. The Torah says that even if the Nazir's father, mother, brother, or sister dies, still the Nazir may not attend the funeral. They may not deal with the dead body, the dead relative, Rachmana Litzlan. A Nazir is a Nazir, and they may not become Tameh even to their closest relatives. And the Gemara in Maseches Nazir, Daf Memches Amud Bes, clarifies this mitzvah. The Gemara says that if a person were on their way to bring a Korban Pesach or to circumcise their son, and he hears that a close relative of his has died, chas v'shalom, the halacha is that he should not become tameh to bury the relative. Why? Because he must continue with the powerful mitzvah of Korban Pesach or Bris Milah. However, that is only true in a regular case of a death, God forbid. But if the person who died has no one to bury them, that person is called a meis mitzvah. And a meis mitzvah takes precedence over every other mitzvah. A Nazir, or anyone else for that matter, drops everything for a meis mitzvah. You must become tameh and delay the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. You must become tameh and delay the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And a Nazir becomes tameh for a meis mitzvah as well. And the Gemara learns the halacha that a meis mitzvah overrides these other mitzvos from the word ul achoso in our pasuk. A Nazir does not become tameh for his sister, l'achoso, but he does become tameh for a meis mitzvah. That's the Gemara, and it sends a powerful message about the value and the priority that the Torah places on the honor that everyone deserves, even after death, especially after death. However, the Gemara is strange. Our pasuk mentions a number of relatives, Aviv, Imo, Achiv, in addition to Achoso. So why did the Gemara learn about a meis mitzvah from one's sister and not from any one of the other relatives? This question is asked by the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, murdered in the Holocaust in 1941, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. In Shir Hashirim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Beis, Shlomo HaMelech describes Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael's love for Hashem. Using the metaphor of Shir Hashirim, the Pasuk describes Hashem knocking on the door, so to speak, asking Bnei Yisrael to open up the door for him. And one of the things Hashem says is, Pischi li achosi, open the door, my sister. Among other terms of endearment, Hashem calls Bnei Yisrael Achosi, my sister. And the Medrash Rabbah and that pasuk explains that Hashem called Bnei Yisrael Achosi because Shenis Achuli b'Mitzrayim b'shtei mitzvos b'dam ha-pesach u'b'dam ha-mila. Because Bnei Yisrael became connected to me in Egypt. Shenis Achu, from the word Ichui, a connection, a joining, a linking. Hashem says Bnei Yisrael became connected to me through two mitzvos, the blood of the Korban Pesach and the blood of the Bris Milah that they performed in Mitzrayim. These are two incredible mitzvos in the Tumah of Mitzrayim. In the context of centuries of slavery, Bnei Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach and they gave their sons a Bris Milah. These two mitzvos showed Bnei Yisrael's complete dedication to Hashem and emuna in Hashem. It's no wonder then that Hashem looked at these two mitzvos and said, Bnei Yisrael is Achosi. Bnei Bnei Yisrael as my sister. Shenisachu li b'Mitzrayim b'shtei mitzvos b'dam haPesach uv'dam haMila. These two mitzvos connect me to Bnei Yisrael, and they connect Bnei Yisrael to me, says Hashem. That's the Medrash. And the Torah Tamima says that that's the reason why the Gemara learned the mitzvos of a meis mitzvah from the word ul'achoso. Remember what the Gemara said. If a person were on their way to bring a korban Pesach or to do a bris, and he hears that a close relative of his has died, chas v'shalom, he does not become tameh to bury the relative. These are two powerful mitzvos. The two mitzvos that connected Bnei Yisrael to Hashem back in Mitzrayim and still today. However, if the deceased is a meis mitzvah, if there's no one to bury them, then even though the Korban Pesach and the Bris Milah are such powerful mitzvos, even though they connect Hashem to Bnei Yisrael and connected Hashem to Bnei Yisrael in Egypt, even though they are mitzvos that caused Hashem to call us his sister, it doesn't matter. When a meis mitzvah is involved, when the dignity of a person, any person is involved, even Korban Pesach and even Bris Milah are placed on the back burner. Have an amazing day, everyone!